Ooh, are they burning those cookies up here in this coffee house, Anne-Marie? Girl, we're back in the coffee house. It's the Artist D and Anne-Marie. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm fabulous. A little bit abused, I feel, this week.
Oh, we're going to fix that. Have some Christmas cookies.
I will have some Christmas cookies. You baked them just for me.
Come and taste my Christmas cookies.
From the
best song.
From the Love and
Oven.
That's
the song of the week. From my Love and Oven, which, you know, yeah.
It
really does bring me a lot of joy.
I love Anne-Marie's Christmas cookies, especially when they come from her Love and Oven. And God knows I've been listening to the same thing that you have all week long. Because we're nuts.
Yeah.
I've realized that this week has driven home the point that it is November 16th, 2019. It is the coffee house. And we are talking still about Christmas.
Yeah, I don't care.
Don't turn it
off.
Everyone's
upset.
It's okay.
You know? Don't send me your memes with you like, oh, it's too early. No, we're doing this.
Well, I'm just starting to see them now that they're like, it's starting to look like Christmas. I'm like, bitch, that was 3 weeks ago.
You just snap your fingers too and you, bitch,
come on, girl. Come on. See, I am like in over drag queen mode because not only have I got all the RuPaul's Christmas albums playing all week long, I took a trip, which means they were playing in the car for hours and hours and hours. And I'm also watching RuPaul's Drag Race UK. So,
I didn't know there was a UK version.
It's out. It's almost over. It's the season finale is next week. First UK drag race ever, and it's actually really good. It's bringing back memories of like 2009 when it was, you know, the first drag race here.
You know, it's I only saw authentic. The first season. I never tuned in after, and I apologize.
Really? Well,
I know. Well, are we still friends? I don't know.
Allow me.
Oh,
girl. Yes, we're still friends. It's okay. Because after season like 4 or 5, it really fell off, and you can tell Rue has always just done Rue for the money, but
of course
now it looks like it. But the UK version, it's so authentic because the UK queens are authentic, unlike the US queens who are all, I'm here to represent the community and do I look beautiful? And UK queens are like, I'm a bag of shite.
I have to tune it. Now, where do you watch this?
Well, unfortunately, it's only available on Wow Presents, which is now a streaming service.
Oh, I can't do another one.
Well, thankfully, and unfortunately for them, it sucks. Like, the content is non-existent. And I signed up for like a 30-day trial, and I think I'm going to have to pay 1 month just to see this goddamn finale. But it's like 2-something. So for a month, that's okay. And I want to see the last episode because it was a really good series. But I looked around on this streaming service and they've got nothing else. It's like practically YouTube videos of drag queens and other documentary kind of stuff. So I will be pushing cancel as soon as it's done.
Remind yourself.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
They have failed to rope me in to another streaming service. Thankfully, because there's just too many, as you know.
Yeah, I'm signed up for 4.
Are you on Disney Plus yet?
I am. I signed up immediately.
Immediately.
We are a big Star Wars Marvel family, so to get it.
You're a Disney family. Too, kind of. I mean, you like all that stuff.
I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Not all. I like Pixar. I like, I don't know. Shit. What do I like? I'll sing The Little Mermaid. I admit it. I don't know.
That's the kind of stuff I'd probably watch. I was trying to think about what I would watch from their epic catalog. But I would not, I'm not signing up for that. No, it's not that important to me. To see
the if you don't have an addiction for these shows, don't do it. No. Like the Jeff Goldblum series is on there. It's okay.
Oh. I didn't expect that from you.
It's okay. I mean, it was about sneakers, which didn't, the topic wasn't a big thing for me. So maybe the next one will be better.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. That's great that sneakers cost $1 million. I just, who cares? Wasn't my thing.
Not us.
Tell me about your Christmas cookies and then we'll talk.
Yes. Yes, Jeff Goldblum. Tell us about your Christmas cookies.
What an earworm. I cannot get it out of my head, but it's great. And I love Christmas Queen.
Christmas Queen. Yes.
With the little drummer boy. I mean, it's great stuff. I feel I have not paid attention to RuPaul for the past 10 years, and I feel bad.
It's okay. I have to catch up. Because you can catch up quickly. Because she releases an album every year with another season of Drag Race. And those two.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Those they have stopped being inventive. Kind of like that, the last Christmas album, The Christmas Party, was basically just a remix of Christmas, the sleigh bells.
Oh, that's
but,
fun.
You know, it was okay. And then it went with the Drag Race Christmas special, which was also a commercialized bomb. So it's just all, you know, he's just sitting in the chair at this point. And all the people around him are doing things and they're making remixes and she'll take a new picture and that'll be that.
I don't know. It sounds like a sweet deal to me.
Yeah, me too. And people
just sit there and just, hey.
But you know, you know, we're old, so it's different. Because when I see especially the UK queens, but even the normal U.S. version now, we're seeing, and I don't know if they called it this, but it was like they're of the Drag Race generation. So literally, these kids on this show grew up watching Drag Race. Like, that was an influence to them as a little child.
Okay.
So they're getting something they need, and that's certainly something I didn't have.
I didn't think about that. That's an interesting angle, because the first group didn't, who were their inspiration?
Right. They were the, because it was in like, it was 08, 09. I think 09 was the first season, because that was when I was, I watched the first season when I was broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia.
And Georgia.
09, that was 10 years ago. So these kids were just maturing enough to be like, I'm a drag queen, mommy. Let me become a drag queen.
What's that?
Yes. And then mommy can just freaking watch and be inspired, because it's the vanilla spoon-fed version of drag. So even some conservative parents could be like, oh, well, this is touching. This is okay. Some of them,
yes.
So, you know, it's a thing that people need, but I don't need that, because I grew up with RuPaul in 1991. So,
1991.
Yes,
that's so long ago,
isn't it?
It doesn't like it. It's not, but it is, and you know it is. Yeah, I guess it's a long time.
It was like 91 when she came out with Supermodel of the World, and
wow!
And I said,
"That's a career, huh?"
Right, and to come back, it was like, we all hate the word comeback, Gloria Swanson. I know, but. That was quite a comeback, because in 04, he kind of went into hibernation with George Bush, from George Bush.
Yeah.
And then came back with this show, and I never thought we'd see RuPaul again. After early 2000s, I thought that was it.
He just needed to recharge the batteries and bring the queen back.
Yep.
How it is.
That was 1991. I was asking for that album for Christmas, I believe. That was probably one of my first Christmas CDs.
That's cute.
I was just a little baby Christmas queen.
Baby D wanted the Christmas queen and the thing and the tinsel and the happy music and the cookies.
And my mother taking my Christmas list to her friend at the record store. At the record store, people.
The record store, yeah.
Because they were like, goody. They were good friends, and she was like, "What is this?" And he's like, "You really want to get him that? You sure? You sure?" And at that moment, whether they said so or not, they knew they had a little queen.
They knew. Oh, what a special time.
Special time. And then I listened to it, and I looked at every picture, and I was like, yes, in the album booklet. The booklet, people.
Yes, yes. That was a big deal to get that booklet with the lyrics. God, and
the lyrics and the photos and all of the inspiration. That is all we had to go off of. We didn't even have, 16 seasons worth of Drag Race. We had one album with a booklet. And that was my drag career.
You were forced to use your creativity.
Starting right there.
Nowadays, it's just handed to them. Here, exactly. Do this, be this.
Which is so freaky that's what, they're like, where do you get your aesthetic from? Where does your look come from? And they're like, season 9 queen that they got it from. It's not even an old 70s, 80s, 90s. No, it's somebody they saw in 2009 when they were like five. Amazing. But
well, everybody's going to have their somebody.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Is your tree up yet?
No. I have to buy a tree.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't do it yet, but I bought Star Wars ornaments this week.
You're getting there.
I am getting there. You're getting
there. But it's okay because it's November 16th.
I got a little Yoda, a little Darth Vader, a little BB-8. Oh. It's cute.
I've got a BB-8. What do they call those things? The banks, the coin bank.
Oh, that's exciting. Yes,
someone got me a BB-8. Bank, and it makes BB-8 noises when you stick the coins in.
Oh, I have to get that for the boy. Very this is exciting.
Yes, there's. I have a Darth Vader one too.
Does it breathe heavily when you?
It does.
Put money in?
It does. <That's awesome. laughs> there's like four.
Excellent.
Four different selections, but one is breathing heavily. Exactly. With every coin.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it.
Yes. Anybody who doesn't know me, they're just like, just buy some Star Wars shit. Whatever. It works.
Oh, that's a really great idea. I'm taking notes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I was traveling this week. And it was kind of a...
Traveling.
Kind of a thing. Kind of a...
What did you do? Tell me about this thing. Oh, where'd you go?
Well, I went to Sedona, Arizona, for those who don't know. Sedona is supposed to be the cosmic epicenter of the world with vortexes and fun things. And I usually go there every week before Thanksgiving, at least, for the last, 5 years.
Oh.
But it's getting old, and I don't think it's me. I think it's the 3 million tourists.
That always happens.
Literally.
Maybe it's a little bit you. Maybe you just have to go a little deeper somewhere to
get
that spark.
I was trying to really analyze, is this that I'm getting old? I'm not me old, but it's getting old. I've seen it too many times. Or is it really the people? And literally, there's no parking anymore.
That alone would piss me off, and I would have to leave.
There's 20 trailheads with parking lots, and you can barely find a spot now. And it never was like that. I did the research, and they have a level 10,000 population of people that live there for 10 years now. It's 10,000 people.
Oh, wow.
But they have literally 3 million tourists a year, if not more. And
I'm surprised. I didn't know it was that much.
It's okay. so much. And I think it's more about the type of people, of course, always who's there. And it's the people that aren't going to appreciate what they're going to see, because there's nothing in Sedona other than canyons and rocks and beautiful landscapes.
It's a big art center too, isn't it?
You could say that. I wouldn't say that, but yes.
Okay.
It's got...
Well, like for the average Joe, I mean, yeah. That's the problem. The average Joe is going to go there and think it's this mecca.
And that's what's happening.
Whatever.
And I see the families that they go and they went to get the kids to get some fresh air, basically. And rent a bike and climb all over the canyon and mess it up. And then there's the people that are the couples. So many couples. And every review of a restaurant you read, it's like, me and my husband went to have a romantic lunch overlooking the canyon. And
a romantic lunch? Who does that?
I read that this week. I'm like, romantic lunch?
What is that about?
Are you so into it that you have to have romantic breakfasts and lunches?
I mean, no one eats over the kitchen sink anymore. What is this?
Right.
That's what you do for lunch. You're on the run.
You're on the run. Exactly. You're supposed to be getting a bite to eat between canyon hopping and crawling. But you can have romantic
lunches. A bit of romance.
Yes. Everywhere you go, every restaurant, it's very, you know, it's an experience for people who are coupled. And I'm there singularly. So.
Is it a honeymoon spot now? Like what? How are they advertising themselves? To get tourism. I mean, what's...
That's a deep topic for two marketing people like us, because when I look at their marketing, I'm like, what the hell? I guess the city's branded marketing of Come Visit Sedona is now all about you get to see these beautiful views and be romantic with people. That's what I've seen. It's like you can come with your honey and go on a beautiful hike and look over and then have wine and whatever at the restaurant overlooking the same canyon.
Then that's, you could, you know, screw in the rocks. That's good.
Right.
That's great.
Great. Just what we need. Although I've never seen anyone screwing in the rocks, because that would be at least interesting.
You didn't go at lunchtime.
I didn't go at lunchtime.
You missed it all.
Yes. I was thinking it'd be later in the day, but here they were having a romantic lunch. Those two things don't even go together. And then I went to they do have a village there of art stuff and cute everything, and it's you know, cobblestone streets and just lovely, but there was there was literally no parking at 1 o'clock on a Thursday.
Oh, that stinks.
And then also I go usually the week before Thanksgiving. But this time it's like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, because for some reason Thanksgiving just seems to be really late this month, this year.
I think it is.
I'm pretty sure it is. I don't know how that happened.
Usually we're like, you know, the early 20s in the calendar. Yeah. Now it's like, what, the 28th or so. So it's the end.
Yeah, that's why I don't know why or how that moves. But, you know, haven't really researched that. I just know it's really late. So I figured, let me go now. But surprise, it's still like 80 degrees. So it's still summer. And then I went to the cute little shops and there was no parking there. And not only that, but then I saw, and when I mean no parking, I literally mean like there was nothing. I couldn't if I wanted to. They weren't decorated for Christmas. And you know this because I texted
Bastards.
You immediately. As soon as I stopped driving and finally found a parking space, I texted you and I was just shocked because my singular romantic tourist moment is walking through the cobblestone streets with the leaves falling and a light snow and the Christmas decorations everywhere, and you get to take a nice photo for Instagram. Shut up. And
I would do the same. Yeah, it's okay.
So, and they didn't even have any Thanksgiving stuff. I mean, there wasn't no turkeys, no cornucopias, no autumn stuff. It was as if they just rolled right
That's
through.
Weird.
It was summer.
That's
it was
really weird.
Still flipping summer. I was so.
That's why. That's the root of it right there.
It certainly did not help.
Well, it did have something special, though. Come on, you're forgetting. There was a tree.
It was
and what
tree.
Was in that tree?
There was a tree, yes. The tree at the diner. There was a diner decorated with a Christmas tree. And in the tree, some talk about love an oven and burning cookies. Somebody left their buns in that tree.
The community is contributing to the Christmas spirit.
I'm taking this beautiful picture for Anne-Marie. Okay. Like, look at this. I found a tree. It's here. And then I'm like... Zoom. So what is that? Oh, it's bread. Oh,
yeah. It was like those. It looked like the two little potato rolls that were just kind of attached and shoved right in there.
Yes. So exactly.
That's nice. You know.
It was. Yeah.
It wasn't a complete fail. You had not you had that view. It was nice.
We did have the view of the Christmas bells.
The holy Christmas bread.
Oh, holy buns. your ass is brightly shining.
I like that. It was a great image.
It was, because I sent two pictures, you know, beautiful tree, then zoom, buns.
What do you see? Oh! That's something I would do.
See? That's why we're together. On the radio.
You know, you walk through the Kohl's department store, you got to put stuff in their trees just because it's funny. And if people don't find it funny, they're not your friends.
That's always a good test.
Like, look, I'm going to put this package of Playtex bras in there. And no one really, you know, no one cares, but I think it's funny.
As long as it amused you, then you're all...
I don't get out a lot. But yeah.
It was okay, but I won't be going back because I think I realized that
that's a big statement.
For a while, you know, I need to let it rest. I need to let Sedona rest. Let this be my official statement. I'm letting Sedona rest.
Wow.
And maybe it'll heal one day.
Well, you know, no, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, like 10 years. I'll go back in 10 years and I'll see, like, wow, this place is shit. Because there's still one lane roads and smog up the ass now and too many people. Because people, I realize, this is the main takeaway, is that rocks should not be tourist attractions. Unless it's the Grand Canyon, I can disclaimer that.
Okay.
But, like, you know, when you go to Gettysburg, you're going to see all the places that people were poorly slaughtered and... monuments and people and history and education. But Sedona is literally you are going for a cosmic experience. And if those people were there for a cosmic experience, I would like those people. But they're not there for that. They're there to have romantic lunches and biking and hiking and throwing their big gulps in the park, in the woods.
Yeah.
And littering. So, you know, if it was all just a bunch of hippies out there meditating on rocks, and I would be like complaining that, God, all these hippies, they're everywhere. You can't find a rock to meditate on with all these hippies in the way. But I think I'd like that. And then we could, you know, become friends and breakfast. You go to the breakfast place and, like, of course, they have to put the singles like in the back room because they don't want to take up the space in the front where all the families
eat.
So they put Shikrami in the back, and I go to people watch, and then I can't people watch. It's really...
bastards.
It's abusive to the singles of the world. Okay. And I say this...
I forgot who I was with. I think you should set up a camera somewhere and just go live on Instagram or Facebook or whatever and just allow others to people watch with you. It's something everybody likes to do.
That sounds fabulous. I should do that.
That establishment removed your joy. You can't look at people.
Mm-hmm. I should have Instagrammed you the wall. Been like, so, I'm in a very busy restaurant, but I'm in the back room, and there's a wall next to me. So, can't see all the people.
Oh. Yeah. Breakfast fail.
Yes, and I say single person, singular tourist, as a married individual, goddammit. So, don't think that I'm just some complaining single person. I'm a married man.
Gosh darn it.
Whatever that has to do with it. But, you know, I like to go someplace alone and have a little moment on the mountain. And if you can't find any parking to get to the mountaintop, then you're never going to get to the mountaintop.
Bastards. I think if we had enough parking for everybody, we'd all be a lot happier.
I think so. Yeah. Well, you know, Las Vegas proved that. We have endless amounts of parking garages and everything else.
Really?
And yeah. And when you people come here, it's like, oh my God, look at all this parking.
Wow.
Yeah, and it used to be free. We only recently started charging parking garages here.
Used to all well, be you have free. To. Come on. You gotta make some cash.
That's what they figured out. And
what the heck?
And you can. So we're 2 weeks from Thanksgiving, and you've had a week yourself. You have anything to add here about your week that you'd like to make
my
public?
My week. I'm not even sure I remember my week. I have to look at my Twitter feed because I would just come on and just blast my feelings. And
exactly. Because, I mean, and we might want that, but the people around you might not want that.
I'm a little annoyed that yesterday everyone wanted to talk to me in my building.
That's right.
I don't want to talk to you. I'm doing my laundry. Oh, you're doing your laundry? No, I'm not doing my laundry. Leave me alone. Oh, you're going outside? Oh, you're coming in?
Oh, I forgot that existed on the East Coast.
Oh, dear God.
We don't get that here.
Shut the hell up. I walk in alone. Oh, where's your other half? Looking for my son. Look, go away. Stop. And they're not being mean or harsh. No. It's just like I sometimes just want to go from one point to the other without talking.
It's what people do. It's that instinctual, almost nervous to some of them. It's a nervous feeling where they see you and they have to say something.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Use your other hand.
I mean, I've got the AirPods in the ears. I'm listening to whatever the hell I am. And that doesn't matter. They just start talking to you.
See, we've really worked around that on the West Coast.
What did you do?
We just don't do that.
help me. Yeah, like, oh, my God.
Yeah. No, it's just not that culture here. We don't walk in and say things. No, it's...
We don't communicate with the world.
And if you do, then usually you do get the ripping an ear pod out of... Is it an ear pod or an AirPod?
AirPod.
Ripping an AirPod out of your ear being like, what? And if you do that enough times, you can realize this person doesn't want to be bothered because they keep turning their music
on. Well, one guy, no joke, about 3 or 4 times, I had to take the goddamn pot out of my ear. Go, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm listening to this. Oh, nothing. I was just saying, shut up. It's not nothing because you're going to tell me for 10 minutes now what you want to say. Go away. Just fold my panties in peace.
It's really nothing. It's nothing at all.
So that was my Friday.
That's a swinging Friday.
Such a stupid thing to get aggravated by, but I couldn't deal with it.
No, I understand. I mean, that's why I walk at 5 a.m. because otherwise it's a good morning. Good morning. We do get that a lot in the path out here.
My parents used to live in Florida for a bit. I'd go visit, and even just going to Walmart. Hi, how are you? Need any help today? Oh my God, leave me alone. I lose my shit. Every department had their own. Hey, how are you? Need any help?
Yes, anything I can do for you. And anything I can do, you just let me know. Let me know.
Still doing good? Yeah, I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah. And I'm the nasty New Yorker. I'm traveling.
Now, see, on the West Coast, it's a good thing I don't have a dog, because that gets you into conversation.
Damn animals. See?
All the time. Especially if I'm walking in the morning, there will be like 4 to 5 or more dog people where they're letting their dogs communicate, and then they're communicating about their dogs. Yeah. But it's like, walk. You're here to walk. Get some freaking exercise.
No, we gotta pet the puppies. Pet the puppy. Gotta smell each other's butts.
Yes. How is he? Did you get rid of that ear infection?
Oh, great. Great. Great.
Yeah. I'm glad we don't talk much around these.
I think
parts.
That's why I like Starbucks so much, because you can go in there and no one talks to you. You can be packed in at those tables or even at the big tables they have all seated right. next to each other, and no one pays attention. It's a You're beautiful right. place.
And yet, what do? I go. I take my vacations to places where I wish people would communicate. that's half of my gripe.
Communicate
is like,
a certain way, perhaps. Yes. You know, they're not communicating the way you'd like.
Correct. We all would like things a certain way. Did you see that? Maybe you might have been the one who even posted it, but it was Sephora or some makeup store that rolled out this new basket system. And when you enter, they have white baskets and black baskets. White baskets equals you're open to getting help, and black baskets is you know what you want and leave you alone.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes. And that was the comments were endless of, this is the most groundbreaking thing ever. We need this everywhere across the country immediately.
I think that's great.
I think so, too. Kind of. As I think we just continuously put more and more things in our way in order to be more antisocial.
True.
And really ruin ourselves. Because
I get it.
Those comments, like the people who literally are shook by getting approached. Like they mentioned Lush, the bath and beauty products store. Mm-hmm. I love Lush. And I'm there regularly, so I know what they're talking about. The people of Lush really come to you with the, can I help you with anything? Is there anything we can do? Would you like to try this? You know, they're throwing things at you left and right. They really want to get you wet and soapy at Lush. And those those comments were all like, you know, these people with such high anxiety where it's like, I can't function. I literally want to buy Lush things, but I can't go into Lush because they're going to talk to me. That's not healthy, people. Okay.
I get it.
That's not okay. You're not supposed to feel that way.
For me, it's my lifestyle is that I'm never in the stores anyway. So if I'm there, I have to get my stuff and get out. Mm-hmm. And you don't slow me down. I need my, like Bath and Body Works. I need my certain spray. Don't be selling me other things, Joan. I got no time. Just show me where my stuff is. Just
leave me alone, Karen.
Oh,
leave
this smells alone. Similar. No, I don't want it. No, that.
Don't fuck with the fragrance. Again. Don't fragrance.
And then I buy my three things and leave, and that's fine. That's me.
Yeah, and there literally are times when I would probably pick the white basket over the black, but most of the time, I know what I want, and I want them to leave me alone.
But depends on the day. Yeah. I like, but the option to have that, mm-hmm. and to just browse without the sales help. Especially. Maybe that's the problem. It's a salesman.
Yeah.
Probably working on commission. Yeah. Do they really give a shit about what works for you? They're just going right. to sell you whatever's going to work for them.
Right. Well, that's, I think the difference for me would be Sephora or MAC. I'm okay with that kind of help because and even Lush, because it feels like, I don't know, I hate to say authentic because it's not authentic, but it feels authentic as compared to Best Buy. When you're in Best Buy, you feel yeah. literally hounded and abused by these people who want to, they feel like car salesmen, like right. they've got to upsell you and they're going to make money right. from it. Lush, it feels like they really got that job because they really like it there and they like to help people and they're not really trying to get you to buy more because they know you're already going to buy a bunch of shit. But in Best Buy, they want you to, you know, come in for a printer ink and walk out with the laptop.
Right. Which usually happens.
Every damn time.
It's like, great. I love Apple because they actually tell me, we don't need that yet. That's not good. See? Just wait. I'm like, oh. They know they're going to get my $1,000 later.
They know.
It's okay.
They're going to get it out of you. One way or another, they don't need to try.
It's like, okay.
But I come from this time where I wish I could have been as easily convinced of these things as people are now, because children born into this texting culture literally have kind of wiped out using the phone as far as talking.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's true.
But back in when I was growing up, I was terrified of the phone. And what does everybody tell you? You know, well, shut the fuck up and use the phone. You've got to do this. You've got to make this call. And,
right.
And now it's literally like, no, I don't take calls. I don't do the phone. You can't call me. You need to text me because my anxiety is so great that you have to do this. And that's not right. Me. I think that's a failure of society and a weakness that doesn't need to be there. You don't need to be afraid of taking a phone call or talking on the phone.
I just shared a meme on Instagram about this, actually. Like, I see you, unknown number. I'm not going to answer your call. I don't even answer the calls that I do, exactly. The people I do know.
I saw that this morning and thought of the same thing. And it's really, it is hard. I don't know why it's so hard. Because even today, I've talked on the phone plenty, and I still don't want to answer it. Because it's an interruption of your life. But, you know, that's what we've created.
Or perhaps, you know, like this phone call, if I answer it, it's going to lead it to like 10 minutes of bullshit that I can't get back.
Yes. Yeah. Those I understand is when it's, you know, just quick call and, you know, 4 hours later.
They ain't quick. They're never quick. They're never quick.
They're never quick.
Lies.
Lies. I did see something related to you this week that you might.
Oh, I'm honored.
That you might need to talk about. Actually, we do need to talk about this because I think it's another thing we relate on and we didn't know.
Oh.
And I thought 2020 was going to be amazing, but then I saw that they're going to do a Scooby-Doo movie.
Fucking Scooby-Doo.
What?
Scooby-Doo.
I do too.
Hate it.
Yes.
Always hated that show.
I had no idea that we had that much vicious hatred towards Scooby-Doo. I am so pleased.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it. It always came on after some other show and we got stuck watching it. And
do you hate all of them or just the dog?
It's a package deal for me.
Yes. Me too. I hated
Thelma's chunky sweaters. I hated, maybe it could have been the color scheme. Like, I mean, I'm not sensitive to shit. It could have been like anything on that show. I just can't deal with it.
I didn't like anything down to the premise of the actual storylines and them getting scared over nothing. But Scooby and Shaggy always pissed me off. The rest of them were just
hate that, you know, that whimsical character. I can't. All right. What do you think, Scoob? Like, you're an asshole for keeping talking to this dog the whole time.
Yes.
Because he doesn't understand you.
He doesn't.
And was he bipedal? I don't think he walked on all fours every time. It drove me crazy.
That's the question of the day. Was he bipedal?
And then they had Scrappy, who spoke, I think, properly. I have to look. I forget. I don't know.
I think so. I think, well, he spoke not better. Good. That's also what I had a problem with, was Scooby's impediment. He had kind of a speech impediment. And it just didn't seem, I don't know, there was something problematic.
I can't.
I really
file
can't.
That in the I can't pile.
Is right in the I can't pile. I guess it's going to be some kind of animated bullshit movie.
Wow, they keep redoing things. There's nothing original left.
Nothing. They can't
it
even
make me sad.
Can't even, you know, neo postmodern it with, you know, use little bits of something and make something new. At least take a blender and make something out of what exists instead of remaking the exact same thing.
That's depressing. And Scooby-Doo. It's got to be Scooby, right? Okay.
And then there's the Sonic movie, the Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't understand.
They had to redesign Sonic because people didn't like what he looked like.
People lost. I think that's just, that says something about our current situation where now people protest about something and they're like, we're going to pull the whole movie and redo it. We're not even going to get into this. You guys clearly hate this so much.
Some poor art guy had a vision. This is what I think he should look like. And he really pushed for it.
Yeah.
And they went through and they produced this character and then he got shit on.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing in a nutshell.
Totally see it at the marketing table. It's like, no, if Sonic the Hedgehog were real, he'd be furry. So he's got to be furry. And then everybody's like, what the fuck? And then Twitter got mad. So they had to make him more like a fake cartoon character in the real world. But they were correct. If Sonic the Hedgehog were real, he'd be furry and like shot to shit. It would be terrible.
Yeah. Everybody's a mess.
Well,
I'm disappointed in everything.
I will not be seeing that movie. And I will not be seeing Scooby-Doo ever. But along
safe to say, I won't either.
Along the same lines, I learned you like Spider-Man, though. I didn't realize that about
My son loves Spider-Man, so we got into Spider-Man. Really? With the whole Tom Holland thing, yeah.
I'm not a Spider-Man fan.
The new character, he's younger, so it's got a nice energy.
The one that's in the Avengers? That guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I do appreciate that one the most.
And it's not on Disney Plus, which is the whole reason why we're like, ooh, the new one's going to come out. We're going to get
No.
Because he belongs to Sony.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So Disney Plus offers every animated Spider-Man they ever did. No, I don't want that. I don't want that. No.
No.
Keep it. A lot of drama this week.
A lot of drama with all these streaming services and Spider-Man and Scooby-Doo.
What is this?
God.
Oh, I got it to keep the kid happy. Look, we have Marvel. We got Star Wars. Oh, look how wonderful life is. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. You know what he cares about, Dean?
What?
I'll tell you what he cares about.
Please.
Quote, unquote, dick space.
Dick space.
Which I never knew what that was. Didn't know it was a thing.
No. Neither did
I. I watched him walk across my living room with his pants hanging off his ass. I'm like, why are you, put your pants up? What's going on? Mom, I need the dick space. And that was the straight answer. Not joking around. I need the dick space. Oh.
I don't understand.
What the hell is that? Where did it come from? Because if it's apparently a thing.
This is why I would not do well.
It's a thing!
Dick space is a thing! Yes. Well, I mean, I could tell you that dick space is certainly a thing that is required, but...
I didn't think it was a thing at 13 or 14, well, exactly. I guess, but it's like... But I don't know. I don't recall talking about this kind of stuff when I was that age, but what do I know?
I don't think I would have ever uttered the words, nor knew what dick space was when I was 13. But that would have been my parental dick response space. Is, your dick's that big, you gotta have that much space?
Like what?
Pull
like
up
what?
Your like, freaking pants.
What? So yeah, I did the pull up your freaking pants thing. I'm like, well, I don't understand. What is this?
I just don't know how that is, because they're hanging off your ass, basically. So I don't know how that assists the frontal region by much. I just don't see the dick space equivalent and proportions. I just
we're gonna get a panel of these 13, 14 year olds and ask yes. them. Please explain.
Yes,
because I don't get it.
We need to discuss the definitions and the reasons.
Now, a lot of stuff happened this week, you know? My brain hurts. I'm tired.
Although at least he has a comeback for it now. People did that when I was a teenager and they had no response. It was just that's what we do. It's what we want to look like.
He calmly answered, Mom, I need the dick space. Yeah. I mean, really?
It's like logical. Like, why didn't you think of that, Mom? I don't understand.
I don't know. Oh, God.
But now at least you know, anytime you see that happening, it's like, oh, dick space. All right, yeah.
I'm going to create an account just to document the things I learned
about
raising a teen.
The next 10 years of Coffee House are going to be amazing. because you can bring us.
I thought I was
this.
The cool mom. I know a lot of things. I know shit. I do not know anything. I know nothing.
Well, once you told me that, I mean, Dick Space was like the word of the early week this week. It was all about Dick Space.
Dick Space. Not MySpace.
Not MySpace. Which, the homosexuals, and I'd be one of them, we'd be on Dick Space immediately.
I'd be on it too. I gotta check it out.
Oh, absolutely. We'd all be signing up for the...
Like, what's this? Oh, yes. Hey!
That's a great social media platform. Yes. Well, there's just so many words.
Oh, dear God.
There's so many words. And we're building a list
all
of words.
Things.
We're going to have a Christmas special in December. A Christmas special. As if every...
Yeah, I'm sure some... New stuff will develop.
As if not every show is a Christmas special. But we're going to do a real Christmas special in December, and we're going to go through the words. And Dick Space is definitely one of them.
Words we learned in 2019. Dear God, you know?
It's kind of like those encyclopedias that come up with the new words that they have to add every year.
Yeah.
Dick Space should be one of them.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I'll look it up in Urban Dictionary. I bet it's there.
Oh, I wonder if it is. Let's see.
Is it there? I didn't even think to do that. You're a smart person.
No. Maybe it's one
no!
word. No. Well, Google wants to look.
I'm surprised.
Google wants to find disk space. No, I need dick space. Oh, it is. It is. It's in the
okay,
Urban
one word?
One word, dick space, Urban Dictionary.
One word.
Although that, no, that's not. I don't.
Oh, dear
the
God.
The manly term for leg room in the back of a car. I don't got any dick space. Move the damn seat up.
There's a hashtag on Instagram, D.
Oh, my God.
Guess who's clicking?
Here it is. Number three definition is dick space as two words, as plenty of space between your legs for your dick to rest nicely. Also, I love it. Also see ballroom.
It's also it's on ballroom. Ballroom, that's cute.
Now there's a word we didn't expect.
But Dick Space is on Reddit.
Oh, of course.
Where have I been?
Of course it is.
Oh, gosh.
And I love these definitions. Having enough space between your legs to comfortably house your dick.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Oh, there's a lot. The last alternative definitions are...
Oh, my God.
An alternative word for a woman's vagina. Okay. The feminists are rolling right now, clearly. They are not happy.
Oh my God, I learned a lot.
But is it, well, the first, there's a definition here that says it's a social network for people rejected by Facebook. Is it really a social network?
Real? I've got to join.
No, it's not coming up on Google. So maybe this definition was from 2009. So maybe there was a. There was
oh
a
my
dick
God.
Space. Frequent users range from insomniacs to porn stars. I guess it was. It says it was started by somebody. So there must have once upon a time been a dick space. .com. I'm swapping this
buy
out
that
for,
URL now.
Yes, I'm swapping this out for ballroom immediately. I'm just going to go with ballroom. I like
ballroom
that.
Ballroom is great. It's very grand.
It's very grand. I need more space in the ballroom.
Oh, the youth of today. It's going to be fun watching you grow.
It will.
Oh my gosh.
We've got a front seat to teenage puberty in the 21st century right here on Coffee House.
I don't know what to say. It's going to be quite a ride.
Well, between that and your husband dropping drones in Greek lakes.
Yeah.
I just.
That's another thing that happened. Oh, my God.
Your husband, yeah. Headline news. Man lands drone in Greece Lake. Gets rescued by fire department.
He calls it the baptism.
The baptism.
Of the device.
So he got it out. Is it okay? Is the drone safe?
It's fine. It works. He used it today. But last year in Greece, he dropped it in some rocky canyon. It documented itself falling. It was pretty amazing.
I literally.
You see it? He's landing on its side. It's great.
He's the only man I know that uses a drone, like, regularly. You just don't.
It's a big thing around here.
I just don't hear it from anybody else. You're like, yeah, he used it yesterday. I'm like, why? Where?
He just loves. I don't know. There's a bunch of guys around here who do it. There's a group that meets in a little town about a half hour north of me, and they all meet on the water with their drones.
Of course they do.
It's cute, I guess. I don't know. But it's something to do, and he makes these beautiful videos. He enjoys it. I'm just glad he has a hobby. He gets out of the house for four hours, and it makes me happy.
We're all happy about that.
Because when he's out, that's when I do learn about Dick Space and other things.
You would be missing out.
Because if he's home, I'm not going to learn about that.
Exactly.
He won't mention Dick Space is dead, but he mentions it to me.
That's perfect. And totally expected.
So, you know.
Yes. Because he knows what Dad would say.
He'd be like, what?
What are you talking about?
And I just nodded and like, all right, pull up your pants. That's great.
Oh, there's so many, so many more wonderful words that we'll probably learn as your child.
My brain
grows.
Hurts, man. What a week. There's going to be a lot of words. Follow me on Twitter. Oh, you're going to hear about it.
Absolutely. Follow us all on Twitter and follow us on Spotify because we're there and you can listen to us easy. That was so much fun on the vacation to be able to just turn on Spotify and listen to the Coffee House.
It is pretty cool. A big deal.
More people need to.
We are a big deal.
We are a big deal.
Bigger than Scooby-Doo.
Definitely bigger than Scooby-Doo. To hell with that dog.
We got the most Dick Space.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. We've got Dick Space and Ballroom right here on Coffee House.
Ballroom is pretty great.
It's replacing Dick Space already in my mind. It's
just a better visual.
It is. Well, plus it relates, you know, like ballrooms and ballroom.
Yes.
And because there is no other, there's nothing that's correlating to Dick Space other than Dick Space. But ballroom has so many different connotations,
see Belle and the Beast dancing.
Yes. The
Disney movie thing. Yes, that's great.
as he whispers to her, Belle, I need more ballroom. Oh my God! Well, I was craving.
Oh boy!
I was craving Thanksgiving when I got home yesterday from harrowing trip. So I bought a turkey. I did.
Wow.
A real frozen turkey.
When will this bird be prepared?
I think I can make it tomorrow. It said it takes 2 days to thaw, so we'll see what happens.
I want a picture of the turkey.
I need to get you that picture of the turkey. I need to get you a picture of the apple pie.
Make sure you take the giblets out. We don't want, neck and shit in the bird.
See, I don't know anything about this. I think I've cooked maybe one turkey in my life, but I just wanted
that. Ooh, you could spatchcock it. That's a word for you.
Spatchcock.
Yeah.
Spatchcocking in the ballroom.
It's it's what they're all doing on the Food Network.
What is a spatchcock, please?
You elaborate. Remove the spine on this bird and you kind of lay it flat and it just cooks more evenly. How do you like that?
Oh, they're always coming up with things.
But it's just a fun word. Spatchcock.
It is. I like that word.
Spatchcock. It's fun. It sounds filthy.
It does. It does. It sounds like an activity, if you ask me.
Spatchcock.
Wanna,
good pet name.
Want to go and, you know, spatchcock?
I don't get out often. I got to get out. My life will change. I'll be better.
Okay. I don't think we could make us any better, no matter what our location.
There's no helping us.
There's no helping us. We'd still be this fabulous, no matter if we were socialized or not. I
want to see the bird.
I will have the
make
bird.
Make the bird.
I got a box of stovetop and cranberry sauce in the can. Love it. Yes. And a canned corn, because that is Thanksgiving. All these other people with all their other stuff, which I'm sure we'll talk about that in the next coming weeks. But I just want a turkey, some stuffing, cranberry juice, and corn. Cranberry sauce and corn.
And I'm going to document my stuffing. Enough of this stovetop box.
Yes, we should just do the whole show on your stuffing because you're talking. if anybody
60
listened
minutes.
Last, if anybody listened last week, we're not talking about bread here. We're talking about the kitchen sink is in there.
Putting meat in another piece of meat. It's delicious.
Well, that I agree.
Which reminds me of the turducken. No one does that anymore.
No, they don't. They should, because that's a good combo. But yeah, anytime you stick a sausage in the turkey or something, it helps. Maybe I should.
What is it helping exactly? We'll figure that out later.
It's because of the juices, because the turkey's so disgustingly dry that if you put other juicy meats in it.
Keep going, Dink. I'm listening.
You've got to stick the juicy meat in it, Anne-Marie, and it'll marinate and baste itself through. It'll be better.
Okay.
It'll taste better. It'll taste better. Maybe I should stuff I should stuff my my turkey with like a pack of sausages or something.
Maybe see if RuPaul has a song about that. We gotta do some searching.
We will look for that song. We should write that song.
Let's do it. Someone's going to do it if we don't do it.
Every holiday, every Christmas, I say we need an album, you and I. I'm just seeing us.
I'll laugh through it. I won't be able to make my way through it.
We'll sit around.
I can't make my way through a show without laughing like an idiot.
That's what we do.
Let's do it.
We bring the joy. We bring nothing but joy and laughter on the coffee house. Because that's all you need to channel.
And why not?
And why not?
That's right. I did qualify for my free turkey from the supermarket. So I'm kind of psyched.
That is exciting.
I had to spend $400 over the course of a few months to get my free bird.
You know, you're going to spend $400 anyway, so you might as well do it and get the free bird.
Now, pretty exciting.
The question is it a good free bird? Is it a decent quality bird?
Well, you know, it's like a frozen butterball something or other.
No, that's okay. That's all right. As long as it's not,
I never really get it. I'm going to get it.
But
first
get it.
Year, I'm going to get it.
Get it. Yes. Well, you know, Thanksgiving.
I've never gotten it.
You don't have to just do it on Thanksgiving. You can actually make something of this another time of year.
I know, but it's turkey. Who the hell I don't like turkey. Turkey. Who cares?
That's why you're not Polish or Dutch or anything, because we'd put turkey in whatever. Oh. Just throw it in the gravy, make a soup out of it, do something to cover up the turkey.
Yeah, my mother will go through a week of turkey leftovers, the soup, and the, I don't know, whatever the hell else she wants to create. I can't.
That's why I got the turkey. I'll be eating it a whole week, like, or more.
That's the problem. Who wants it for a whole week? You gotta, like, slice it and freeze. Yeah.
I eat a lot of
turkey. You forget about it for 9 months and you could take it out.
I do turkey sandwiches, like normal. I'm a normal person that eats turkey sandwiches, like, on a normal basis. So, turkey's okay.
I've embraced pork. Pork became a big part of my life lately. Not sure why.
In what form?
They had a marketing campaign back in the way. Pork, the other white meat.
Yes. It is the
and
other
what
white
pork?
Meat.
I don't know. I've got pork loins. I can do.
Oh, loins are good.
And yes. I can do, you know, different pork chops, center cut, yes. happy things.
I was just checking that if it was like nothing but sausages, you might be in trouble.
Snossages. I like a good snossage.
Yes, I like. I like all the porky products. I like a good chili with a mixture of ground beef and sausage.
Yes, very nice. That, sausage and chili. I've never done that.
That's a really, if you don't like chili, that will make chili a good thing. In my opinion.
Wow, I've never done that.
Because I grew up with just ground beef chili and not happy with that. But when you add, and some people do ground beef, lamb, and sausage.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a good, when you mix up the meats in the chili, it's much better. And just don't
put turkey and look at that.
Yeah. And just don't put any goddamn beans in it if you're giving it to me. I don't want any goddamn,
I do a lot of beans.
I hate kidney beans as much as I hate Scooby-Doo.
Beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. So eat your beans with every meal. Learn that from my mom.
It's a true statement. And one that our listeners need to remember.
This will be on our quiz at the end of the year.
On the quiz. End of the year quiz coming up next month. So tune in to us here, Spotify, forculture.com, juicedtalk.com. It's all streaming for you. Why wouldn't you want to listen?
Right. What's the problem?
What's the matter with you people?
Not enough ballroom.
Not enough ballroom. So go get yourself some ballroom and we'll be back next week with more.
Go spatchcock yourself.
It's the artist D and Anne Marie spatchcocking in the ballroom. From now until forbid.
I need a nap.
Go take a nap.
For more shows by the artist D and Anne Marie, go to juicedtalk.com. That's juicedtalk.com. And for more art, be sure to visit forculture.com.